Welcome to Dreaming After Dark. I'm your host, April, and I'm really glad you're here listening. I'm going to start this off by reading you a piece of poetry that I wrote. I call them random writings because I feel like they are random. There's just things that kind of spill out of me. There's no rhyme or reason, some pun intended there. I'll read you this one. It's called Funny Seeds. Funny seeds we are, planted and grown, with no roots that roam. Our limbs they clamber as we stumble to grasp, to find our footing, a home that will last. We bear the weather, we grow and tether to others fumbling and steady drifting, until we're captured by rooted wonders. This poem came from this sort of feeling that we're all just kind of floating through life. We're all trying to find our place in the world, find our home. And I think I feel such a great sense of that. I've never really felt like I belonged anywhere, not even in childhood, not at home with my mother. I felt very disconnected from her. I felt different from her in so many ways. And in my 42 years of life, I still feel like I am sort of tumbling along, like trying to grasp onto, I don't know, maybe a person, maybe a place, a thing, I don't know. But I often feel like I am trying to find my home and I never quite feel settled anywhere. Even now, the place that I'm living, you know, there's still boxes that haven't been unpacked. And I think I've spoken about this before. I think I've brought this up before where, you know, I sort of feel like I've got one foot out the door. Like, this doesn't feel like home yet. This doesn't feel like the place where I get to let my roots settle into the ground, you know? So every now and then I read that poem and I just kind of take inventory of my mind and where I'm at in terms of just how I'm feeling in the space that I'm in. Is that sense of like, I need to find my home? Like, is that feeling still weighing heavy on me? Or am I feeling like I can settle here in this place where I am? Like, can I make this home? And I think I am just really trying to find the place that I can make home. Sometimes people find their home in other people. Sometimes it's in some other state. Maybe they find some sort of community, you know, where they feel like this is the place for me. This is the space for me. This is the thing for me. I really like this. I'm going to do a whole lot of this for as long as I can. And I'm just not finding that anywhere. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why I still feel like I'm floating. And the concept of floating is funny to me because for a long time, I used to say that I felt like I was drowning, that I was treading water all the time. And for a long time, I really was. I really was feeling like I'm just barely keeping my head above water. Any minute now, I'm just going to suck down this whole ocean and that's going to be the end of me. But whatever decade-long obstacle that I was facing, I feel like I have finally, you know, reached the shore, so to speak. And I'm catching my breath and I am just trying to figure out, okay, what's next? Like, I'm safe. I'm okay. Nothing is hurting me. No one is hurting me. I'm good. I'm out of the ocean. I'm on land. And I can turn around and just admire the fact that I survived it. But now I've got to, you know, keep it moving. Now I've got to figure out what's next. I often think in terms of these sort of like whimsical analogies. Everything is earth, air, fire, water, avatar. You know, like everything is the elements. Everything is the stars and the moon and the sun. And I like the way my mind goes into these places. I like the sort of mystere and the fantasy and the dreamery and sometimes I have these really beautiful dreams that are just out of this world. Like you couldn't make it into a film, you couldn't paint it, you couldn't ask ChatGPT to draft it. You know, it's too ethereal, it's too vivid and beyond anything that you see in this world. Like where my mind goes, the things that are pictured in my mind, and especially in my dreams, are so magical. And I love that part of my brain where it just can be this sort of whimsical, dreamy little girl just imagining all the wildest, most beautiful things. There's this duality to me where, on the one hand, like if I can just settle inside of myself and I can settle inside of my heart, the way that it overflows and the way that sometimes my heart just wants to explode with the feeling of love. And then on the other side of me, there's this just burning, raging, angry, violent person. And I don't think that anyone in this world has fully captured or has seen each of those sides of me in its like rawest form. I think I put out pieces of myself and I speak about things and I say things and I write poetry and just like leave my little thoughts out in the world. And really, I don't think that anyone really, really, really sees me or hears me or knows me. I think that if anybody ever had the desire to like truly get to know me, I mean, I think it would take two lifetimes to really get in there. And even then, I think I would just not make sense to a lot of people. Even someone who was really trying to understand me, I think they just wouldn't be able to grasp me completely. I do feel like when I communicate a lot that I'm often misunderstood. People hear me saying things that I'm not saying, and the things that I am saying in my sort of poetic way, they can't quite grasp it. It requires a lot of paying attention and thinking about what I'm saying beyond just the words to really fully capture what I'm trying to convey. And personally, I like the way that I speak. I like the way my mind goes. I like these like almost abstract thoughts that I have about all sorts of different things. But trying to have a conversation based off of these just thoughts I have, the words that come into my head, like it's so rare that there's someone who might read what I say and respond in a way that lets me know they really fully captured what I've said. A lot of times I will say something and then someone will respond and it's off on a tangent, or they're making an assumption about me based on what I said. Someone recently made a comment about I needed to love myself based off of something that I wrote. And I was like, loving myself is not the problem. Like, I absolutely love myself. Like what I'm conveying has nothing to do with how I feel about myself. It's about the externalities of other people and how they treat me often, how people speak to me often. Like it's very like out of left field sometimes the way people talk to me. And I'm like, how does this person perceive me that they think that they can just talk to me like this? And so basically what I was just saying that like, there's a part of me that thinks like maybe the problem is that I'm not standing up for myself. I'm not telling people straight up like, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like if someone is disrespecting me, usually I'm keeping my mouth shut, but I'm like, this is such a recurring theme in my life. I feel like maybe I need to start fucking telling people off when they go there. And I don't know, somehow someone took that as like, I need to learn to love myself. I don't know what the hell you're talking about because like that has nothing to do with my sense of self and how I feel about myself. But anyway, I do feel like that when I communicate, people often misunderstand me, and maybe that's okay. Maybe I'm not meant to be fully understood in the moment. I think sometimes people have to like go away and think about what I've said and what they've said. And people can tell from my energy, like, okay, like obviously I've said something to piss her off. Yeah, you did. Go think about it. So I don't know. I don't know. But anyway. These are my late night ramblings, and right now I'm in a hotel, which is very nice and quiet. So it makes this much easier for me to like sort of ramble on without having to pause too much or stop myself from talking too much because where I live, it's very close to the street, which can be very loud, even late at night. There are so many cars just like speeding by and everything. And so sometimes it can be hard for me to let out a stream of consciousness because there's so much background noise. I am actively manifesting a much better life for myself right now. Going back to the whole not feeling settled thing, a big part of it is like, I need to find my place that is home, that feeds into the sort of needs and desires that I have for myself, a home that will fit the kind of life that I would like to have for myself. Part of that is the fact that I love to entertain. I like to cook. I like to cook for people. I want to have a huge kitchen. I want most of my house to be kitchen and a dining room and like a decent like living room area where people can lounge and stuff like that. The rest of the house can be super tiny as long as I have a big ass kitchen where I can entertain and I can cook and I can feed people because that's how that's how I display my love is by feeding people. And I'm kind of a like food voyeur type of person where I like to watch people eat, and especially I like to watch them eat what I make. So that's what I'm manifesting for myself. I'm manifesting a home where it's quiet. I hate the fact that I can hear street noise all the time. Sound is really abrasive, like just constant sound from the outside world. It can just be absolutely grating on the nerves. And I want to be somewhere where it's quiet, big kitchen. Big dining room area with my big dining table that seats like 10 people and decent like living room area where there's lots of like cozy seating. And again, my bedroom can be tiny. I don't care. The rest of the house has to be for entertaining because that's the life I want to have, but it also has to be quiet. Oh, and I also have to have a garden too. So there's that. So back to I'm in a hotel and it's very quiet here. So that's why I'm taking this opportunity to go ahead and let my stream of consciousness run freely. And hopefully you're listening to this late at night trying to fall asleep and my voice is just soothing you right into it. With that said, I want to thank you for listening. This is April signing off.